So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the halacha which Rebbe Meir taught, davish abminyan loy batel, and cited machlekes Rebbe Yechon Rish Lakish, how to interpret the words of Rebbe Meir. Rish Lakish says, kol shadarkei limonish aninu. All items that some people sell by count are considered davish abminyan, even if there are some people who sell them by weight or estimation. Rebbe Yechon says, es shadarkei limonish aninu. Only items that all people sell only by count are considered davish abminyan. But if there are some people who sell them by weight or estimation, they are not considered davish abminyan. Relative to this discussion, the Gemara mentioned the brisa of litra katsiyas, which the Gemara in this daf now cites in full and explains. Litra katsiyas are dried pressed fig cakes that were pressed on the mouth or edge of a round utensil and then lowered into the utensil. Tanya, litra katsiyas should darasa al pi igul ve'en yedea be'eza igul darasa. The person had many such utensils, and on the mouth of one of them he pressed figs of truma, while on the others he had pressed figs of chulin, and he does not remember which one is truma. Now, we must remember that truma requires a ratio of 100 to 1 to become batel. The Braisa cites two versions of a machlekes Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua, and the two versions are by Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Meir, the machlekes is more lenient. Rabbi Eliezer holds tachtoinus ma'alois es elyoinus. All the figs inside all the kalim that are chulin are mevatel the figs on the mouth of the kli that is truma, because we consider the figs on the mouth of the kli as if they are already inside the kli, and all the figs inside all the kalim are included in the safik. While Rabbi Yeshua holds, only if there are 100 other kelim of chulin, they can be mevatel the one kli of truma. But if not, the figs on the mouth of all the kelim, which are safek truma, are forbidden. While the figs inside all the kelim, which are vadei chulin, are permitted, because we do not consider the figs on the mouth as if they are already inside the kli, and all the figs inside all the kelim are not included in the safek. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the machlekes is more stringent. Rabbi Eliezer holds im yesham kuf pumin yalu vimlav ha pumin asurin, as explained earlier as the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. While Rabbi Yeshua holds afili yesham shleishem meis pumin lo yalu, the katsiyas do not become bottle at all because they are davish abiminyan. Literal katsiyas are generally, but not always, sold by count. They are sometimes sold by weight, and the davish abiminyan does not become bottle. Now let's go back to the Gemara's kasha in the previous daf. The Mishnah at the beginning of the parak taught, "Kol hazvachim shenisaru b'chatoyas hameisis or b'sher haniskal, afila achas b'ribo, yimusu kulin." And the Gemara asks, "V'nevatel b'rubo, all the behemoth should be permitted because the behemoth's issus should become nullified in the majority of karbanos." And the Gemara there offered one answer, "Chashiv v'leibatli, a live animal is a significant item because it's davish abiminyan and davish abiminyan leibatel." And even according to Rabbi Yechanan, "Haytan atan d'litra katsiyas hu da'amar kol davish yish abiminyan afila b'drabanon leibatel v'koshkim b'day raisa." Our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua Libud Rabbi Yehuda in the above brisa of litra katsiyas, who certainly holds kol davish yish b'minyan. All items that some people sell by count are considered davish b'minyan, even if there are some people who sell them by weight or estimation. And animals meet this criterion because many, but not all, sellers set their prices per each animal. Therefore, the Mishnah rules that they do not become batel. Rav Ashi offers another answer and says that even according to the Chacham and the Mishnah Maseches Arlu who hold davish b'minyan batel, they agree that in our Mishnah the behemoths do not become batel b'rayv because bali chayim chashiv lebatli. An animal is a significant item because it's a living being and therefore does not become batel. The Gemara proceeds with another question on our Mishnah's ruling of yemusa kulam. Although we've established that the behemoths do not become batel b'rayv, however, there is another solution. V'nimshach v'nikar v'chad minayu v'nimah kol deparsh meru b'parsh. The kohen can remove one animal at a time from the tarayvus and bring it as a carbon because we assume that this animal is from the majority that are kosher carbonus. And the Gemara explains as follows. Nimshech, we cannot just remove one animal from the stationary herd because havalei kavua, v'chol kavua kemechza mechzedami. That would be a doubt that arose in the fixed location, which is treated like an even 50-50 suffix, not a situation of rife. However, a possible solution would be if nechbeshinu denaydi. He first causes all the animals to move from their place, and then removes one animal while they were moving. And the demon, the reis, we would say, called the parsh meruba parsh. However, there's a gzeir midrabanan mishum kavua. The Chacham initiated that even if it's not kavua, one may not bring the behemah for a carbon, out of concern that even in the case of kavua, they will bring the behemah for a carbon. Rava adds, hashta da amir rabanan lay nakriv, I nakriv lay miratzi. Once the Chacham initiated that in all cases the behemoth may not be brought for a carbon, if a kohen did bring the behemoth for a carbon, it is disqualified. Because as Rashi explains, the itchli midrabanan v'shub eino chayze v'nira. Once the Rabbanan ruled that the behemoth may not be brought as a carbon, the behemoth becomes disqualified as a carbon and remains disqualified even when the reason for the disqualification is gone. The Gemara questions Rava, who says, inakrav le miratzi, from two Mishnayos in Masechtas Kinim, from which we see that inakriv merati. The Gemara answers, Hakamanda Amma Balachim Nidachan, Hakamanda Amma Balachim Ein Nidachan. Rabba, who rules that inakriv loimerati, follows Rabbi Yehuda's opinion of Balachim Nidachan. Ticha applies even to a living being, in this case an animal, and Kimish and Nitchas Shub Ein Achayze Benira. While the Mishnah Masechta's Kingdom that rules inakriv merati follows the Rabban's opinion of Balachim Ein Nidachan. Ticha does not apply to a living being, in this case a bird, therefore, B'diyevid, the carbon is kosher.